Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:40 p.m. on the East Coast, and we are September 13th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the board, and I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marinie Dane, to please call the roll.
I will do that. I presume you can hear me.
Yes.
Chris Corey? Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Are people muted or not there? So I thought Vanessa was on the call. Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez. I hear nothing. Okay, Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark.
Here. And they're probably multitasking like I'm doing.
Ali Lexa. Ali? I think we'll go around again.
Oh, no, Ali requested an excused absence.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thomas O'Rourke.
Here.
Good. Lydia Ponce.
Ponce, and I'm here.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Ron Pinchback. Ron? Okay. Come around again. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline. Sandra?
She requested an excused absence.
She requested to be absent.
Okay, got it. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente. Lawrence. Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Here.
Good. Beth von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees, who was having some audio problems.
Yeah, Tom is here with audio via the phone.
Okay. And Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Okay, let me go around again. Chris Corey. Okay, I hear nothing. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. I hear nothing. Jose Gutierrez. I hear nothing. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Ah, gotcha. Good. Okay, and let's see. I think that's it. I had Lydia on there twice. I think once is good enough. Okay. Lydia Brazan. Oh, no,
there are two Lydias.
Yes.
Okay.
So Lydia Brazan, you are here?
Yes, I am.
Good. Anita Sims.
She requested.
She's not going to be here.
Okay, gotcha. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Good. I presume Arthur is not going to be here on an open meeting. John Tatum?
He's not going to be here.
Okay. John Tatum?
Here.
Good. And I am here. So okay. We have Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and Jose Gutierrez. Unknown status.
Okay, and we also invited the National Election Supervisor, Renee Penaloza, to the meeting. I believe she's here. I'm not 100% sure.
Ah.
Hey, this is James. May I be recognized?
James?
Yeah, Chris Corey did make it known to me that he was not going to be here.
Okay.
Lawrence would like to be recognized too, Chair.
Yes, what is it?
So, during the approval of the agenda, I know
Ms. Pinolosa has, is on a time crunch, and we would like her to respond to the Elections Committee report and some of the concerns that are in that report before she has to leave the board meeting today. So if we could accommodate that, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, but we haven't approved the agenda yet. So you can make that request when we get to the agenda.
Okay, thank you. And Vanessa's in the house.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay. The next preliminary item, we have a report out from the closed session of September 2nd. This is the report out. The PNB met in closed session to discuss proprietary and personnel matters of a confidential nature regarding KPFT and KPFK.
Alex, next I believe item. You're looking, sorry, Alex, I believe you're looking at the old agenda. I sent an updated agenda, and that report was from the previous week. I apologize for that. Would you mind opening?
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to be looking at the updated.
Could you share your screen and put up the current agenda?
Let me see. Give me one second.
So I'm not sure I have it.
Updated draft agenda.
Okay. That's good.
Let's see.
Well, it still has that same report out, whatever you just put out there.
No, it's different. The Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss confidential legal personnel matters. Sorry guys, I was running. Yeah, it's missing words to discuss. To consider. The words to consider is what it said, to consider. I'll update that in the 1L post.
The wording is different, but I just
said. It's slightly different, but it's the same thing.
Okay. All right. Excused absences. I have requests for excused absences from Sandra, Ali, and Chris. Is there anybody I missed? Can we have a motion to excuse Sandra, Ali, and Chris?
So move, Lawrence.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, James.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, and Sandra, Ali, and Chris are excused from tonight's meeting. Timekeepers, who would like to be the timekeeper for people?
This is Heather. This is Heather. I'll do that.
Great, thank you, Heather. And topics. Who would like to be the timekeeper for topics?
I would, but I'm going to be part of the presentation, so I would appreciate it if Julie does it.
I'm willing to volunteer. Sorry, Lawrence, that I wasn't faster on the uptake.
It's okay, Julie.
Thank you, both of you. Okay, so we do have a draft agenda. Agenda approval, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes of the open session from September 2nd, 5 minutes. Report from the National Election Supervisor with Q&A, 20 minutes. And a report from the National Elections Committee with Q&A for 20 minutes, and then we adjourn. Lawrence, did you...
Yes, Chair, I would like, definitely like... Yeah, I would like to...
Let me get the formal motion for the draft agenda first.
I moved that we approve the draft agenda.
Do we have a second on that?
James, second.
Okay. What is your amendment, Lawrence?
My amendment is that if you could bring, if you could stall up and go to the natural lesson supervisor session, please, because I can't see the number of the item, I believe is 4. What we'd like to do is we'd like to combine, the National Elections Committee would like to, start off with our report, and we'd like to combine, the time, for Q&A for board members to also query the natural lesson supervisor after she responds to the questions from the natural lessons committee. So that's my motion. I'll seek a second.
Okay. Well, I had a discussion with Renee previously, and she was under the impression that her presentation would go first. Now, she may be able to stay after your elections committee report as well. I don't know. Renee, can you let us know what your schedule is? Renee?
Sorry, I'm unmuting myself. Well, I mean, I would just say, you know, I just want to get going, you know, let's just do it. I'll be here as much as I can be. I just want to avoid essentially going over things that have been repeated over and over again, to me already, you know, the rehashing of everything. It's not useful. So, you know, I'm here, you know, to work and to hear everybody's concerns and respond as I can. So.
Okay. Anyway, there's a motion on the floor to, can you restate that motion, Lawrence? I'm a little confused.
It's essentially to take the elections committee, report first. I'm not going to characterize, what Renee is going to report on. And then combine Renee's report as well as a Q&A. This way, I think we compress and compound, the two reports that will be relevant. That's my motion, and I seek a second to amend the.
Okay. Well, if you're going to do that, that's fine. But then we allotted 20 minutes. That includes the Q&A time. So you want to make that a 10-minute report, and then we'll have 10 minutes from the elections committee, 10 minutes from Renee, and then a Q&A.
Yeah, I'm amicable to that. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. If I can just ask my secretary, Janine, are you okay with 10 minutes? Do you think we can do it? I think we can do it, right? Janine? And we also have a restated motion that we'll restate in the motion that hasn't been complied with. Janine, are you still there?
So the question, yes, I am. Thank you. So the question is whether we can present our report in 10 minutes.
And still have Q&A.
Well, that doesn't include your Q&A, remember.
I know, that's why I'm combining the Q&A for the NES and for the Natural Elections Committee. I'm trying to make a compound item. This way we're not here for doing two separate Q&As when is on the same subject.
All right. So we'll have one report for 10 minutes and a second report for 10 minutes and then a Q&A. And the Q&A will be as long as 20 minutes, and it can address either the elections committee report or Renee's report or both or whatever you want it, you know, however you want to mix and match.
Thank you, Chair.
So, okay, so that's the amendment. Do we have a second for that?
Vanessa seconds.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So we'll start off with the, report from the elections committee, and that'll be a 10-minute item followed by the report from the national elections supervisor.
All right, Chair, I'd like to yield to the Secretary Pro Temp of the committee to read the report. And Janine, if you need me to fill in, just let me know. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, board members.
Hi, thank you. I forwarded an email to the PNB earlier, and it has three pieces of information. One is a motion that we came to today. It's a amended motion from what was sent last week. Because the motion from last week was not
Complied with.
Complied with, sorry. I was reading it wrong. I thought it said compiled. So what I'd like to do, though, is to maybe just take a glance again at the minutes that were forwarded the last meeting I was on, which is a compilation of all the issues and grievances and violations. And one was, I'll briefly go through that for just like a minute and then I'll get on to the other items, but, membership lists are not confirmed to be reliable. Staff knowledge of allegiance varies. So the list requested may not all be the same. Some e-ballots were not received. This is all from phone calls with both the public, the members, and as well as the committee. So the e-ballots not received were from the members that were on the call. No validation process that the confirmation that the ballots have been received by members. And there is a candidate that was a former staff member. They are a listener candidate now, but they were a previous membership director, which means that they would have had access to membership. Volunteers not informed, their hours make them members. And probably the biggest thing is that the candidates, their cards being on air. So we're sort of now getting into violations, where the candidate statements and the forums are not being promoted or aired, on air on the stations. And, these were left over. This was back, the first meeting was the 23rd of August. So there's various suggestions. And one of them being that the NES does an on-air cart that is put into rotation that explains that the candidate statements are delayed and that they will be scheduled and that people will be able to, the members and the listeners will be able to change their votes. Anyway, this is a reference, and it's got an old, report from the NES on it as well. So then, we sent a motion last week after we met again, and it had dates that would allow for that, requested that the board, and the IED, instruct the NES to, or instruct the GMs to put these various things on air. They had dates that were the end of last week. And so as those weren't complied with, now we have a new motion, which is much more specific. So I can read it. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require the airing of candidate statements and on-air forums with call-in Q&As from listeners, whereas the current LSB election is already in the fourth week of a 9-week balloting period, and whereas there is currently no enforcement of these specific bylaws from the PNB or IED, therefore the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the PNB to instruct the IED within the next 24 hours to instruct the GMs of all five stations too. Air informative and promotional carts about the election and upcoming candidate carts and forums and the members' ability to reset the vote. Provide the PNB and election committee a traffic report of scheduled on-air candidate carts that begin airing in rotation around the clock starting at midnight Eastern Standard Time on 9/15/21. Preempting all programming to accommodate all candidates with a focus at primetime drive hour slots in the morning and evening, but not excluding midnight to 6 a.m. And three, provide the PNB and election committee a traffic report of scheduled candidate forums, allowing for 10 minutes per candidate when scheduling so that an hour forum will feature six candidates, et cetera, to be aired in same rotation protocols as stated above, starting 9/15/21. And then we also, in the call today, began a spreadsheet asking various statements or reports per the chair, the PNB's chair's request at the status of each station when it came to airing candidate carts on air. So you can see that there's a lot more candidates with KPFK. And so we had a lot more information about it. There is a revised one that I sent out just a moments ago. We found that the forum, there have been two forums conducted on air for KPFK. And there is a link for them on the website. However, they are not in rotation being aired at the station. And you'll note that, if I can just make a note, and I think this, okay, if I can just make a note, during the call today, we had somebody on the call that said, oh, I've already been informed of all the candidates because I received something in the mail. And they confused a mailer from a slate with the information from the radio station. And so I think what is hard to, I'm a candidate, but what's hard to understand is that our concern is that unless the bylaws are adhered to and things become very permeated on air, that people are thinking the mailers that come in are the candidates that are available. So we're hoping that this can be part of the discussion today. Thank you.
Thank you. And if I could take a minute, Chair, to augment that report. We took information at our elections committee meeting today from East Station as requested by the chair in order for us to submit a report to him in regards to the status of election information that is being provided to the listeners on the air. And what we found is that there is an imbalance across the network in regards to election information being able to promote the election. That's being done by Renee. She's excellent at the quality of sound and all of that. But what's not being done is the carts are not being there. There's no rotation whatsoever in regards to when the candidate forms are going to, how they could be accessed. And also, the other thing, which I think is a very critical thing, is the fact that there's, when it comes to the election, at least at KPFK and from what we heard from other stations, there's dead air. And I know everybody here knows what radio is and they know what dead air is. Dead air is like there's nothing, there's no sound. It's the silence. So we are restating the resolution that the IED sent to the GMs. We are asking with urgency that that resolution, the new resolution, the amended resolution, be sent out to the GMs and to the National Electric Supervisor. And that be forthwith taken action on. So that's all I have. But I'm very concerned about the possibility that this election may be liable. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, is that the report?
Yeah, Janine, do you have anything else to add? You're muted.
In 20 seconds.
You got 20 seconds, Janine.
I would just say that the graph that we submitted is a work in progress. So we're not getting participation from all the members, you know, via email or whatever to let us know the status. But right now it doesn't look like many of the items are being addressed. And, you know, three of the stations have GMs in transition. So, you know, it needs elevation on their radar, I'm sure.
We're at time.
Janine, let me just ask you a question. You said there was a motion, but did you send the motion to the PNB? Because I haven't seen it.
Yes, we send it to the secretary.
I'll need it as well. This is Lydia.
Yeah, we send it as is protocol, Chair. We send it to Paulina Basilia, the chair, and I believe she transmitted it. And I could be wrong, but Paulina, did you transmit it to the board?
No, I assumed that the board was copied. I actually hadn't seen it, so it's. I'll forward it to the board right now and to Lydia.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, anyway, so while we're waiting for that, I think we can go on to Renee's presentation. Renee, are you ready?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm to respond essentially to what's been stated. Now, in terms of, you know, bylaws compliance, from my understanding, we're going to be in compliance as of the 20th of September when we have the final listener candidate forum on WPFW. We've had, you know, we had the pre-produced debates, we've created the cards, they're lodged online, and we've had on-air forums for the candidates to make statements and a listener call-in period. KPFT's is on the 16th and WPFW's is on the 20th. And as of that, from my understanding, we will be in compliance. Now, I know that obviously, you know, CARTs are very important, and I sent general election CARTs to all stations and they should be in regular rotation. This is one of the things, I can't be listening 24 hours a seven to every station. So that's the thing about, you know, multiple people taking note. Okay, there, I heard it. Because it's one thing for a station to say, yes, we're airing it at this schedule. And it's another thing for it to actually air at that time. So anyway, so there should be general election CARTs. KPFK, we invited all candidates to come and re-record their statements in high quality. We've put all those CARTs together. They've just been sitting right now. I put them in groups of 2 to 3 so that they can be rotated. From my understanding, they have not been scheduled. And, you know, I've done what I can on that front. I also... WBAI's CARTs, they're being, basically produced again so that there's an informational script, that's voiced by Renata before each, piece so that we're killing two birds with one stone in a sense, because really it's one thing to air the CARTs, but then we really wanted people to point people to where to get more information, how to get a ballot. And so combining those two things make sense. And from my understanding, WBAI should have all of the CARTs done within the next day and on air. You know, Linda, you know, is waiting for them. She's motivated to put them on air. She's asking for them. So I understand that they're going to be on air at WBAI. WPFW asked for 15-second spots for the candidates. So those, you know, those need to be produced and given to them, but it won't be a minute long. It's going to be 15 seconds. And as for KPFA and KPFT, I think it's probably a good format to do, you know, like WBAI, to have a script, you know, that's voiced that by the election supervisor and, you know, cut it in two essentially. So, you know, those are ongoing and, you know, what essentially is in process. As for the numbers, I did send around a report of, you know, of all the numbers that you requested in terms of ballot requests, fulfillment, and turnout. Turnout doesn't look good everywhere. It does look good in certain places, and it varies by
basically station and member type. You can see from those numbers, I don't know if everybody actually received those numbers. I can resend them to everybody. I did just send an email to all of the GMs to, you know, basically confirm that they have the general election cards airing and to find some, you know, sort of solution to getting other, you know, carts on the air, candidate carts specifically. Right now, I don't really understand why at KPFK they're not airing. You know, they've had them. So I can't do anything about that. I do think it's useful to, you know, to have a directive coming from someone else besides myself. I mean, I guess it would be the ED and the PNB to the GMs, essentially. But I also think that we have to take into account the realities at each station, and I don't know how useful it is to, you know, I just think we need to also put this motion that you put out now with, you know, essentially from my understanding, you want to really put a lot of election material on air. And I think it might be too much, just for the stations themselves to preempt so many programs. I, you know, and anyway, so that's, but obviously, you know, I'll do what I can, but I don't know. That's beyond my power. That has to be something that the stations are motivated to do and are, you know, that's not something that I obviously can enforce. I don't have much enforcement at all. All I can do is create content and send it and keep on reminding and, you know, one other thing I was going to say, oh, it left my mind. It'll come back. Yeah, so I'll leave it there, and I'm open to questions at this point. So,
Chair, Thomas O'Rourke and myself has a, Tom was first, but I'd like to be on the.
Okay.
And how long was this part for? Sorry, excuse me.
This is going to be a 20-minute Q&A.
Got it.
Let's see.
Well, by the way, I did just get a response from Michael McKenna, and the general election card has been playing 3 to 5 times a day. So that's at KPFA.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay. Thomas, Lawrence, Vanessa. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Ron to the stack.
Ron. Anybody else? Okay, Thomas, go ahead.
Thank you. I had two questions. One, and sort of a response to what you just said, Renee, if a general manager reports to you something, does he, are you basically forced to take the word, in the email, or does he send, for example, sample audios to give evidence of that? That's one question. So how do you actually know if the general managers are following through and playing the carts in a regular rotation? And the second question is, what's the verification process for Allegiance? I assume they sent email ballots to every listener member that they had an email listed for. Is that true? I never got one, but I mean, is there a way to ascertain that they're doing that? And do they give a report as to how many email ballots they got versus how many people voted, et cetera? Thank you.
Okay. Renee, you want to answer that?
Sure. So for the first part, the GMs, I don't actually, you know, it depends the station, but for example, you know, KPFA, WBAI, basically those stations, I do not interface with the GMs. I interface with the program directors. So, yes, it's confirmation from the program directors and the traffic coordinators, at KPFK as well as KPFA. The PD and the traffic coordinator, from my understanding, is the same person at WBAI, Linda Perry. And at WPFW, it's confirmation from the program director, as well as forwarding to production at the production team, essentially to make sure things are airing. KPFT, yeah. It's more complicated.
Take it out.
I think somebody needs to mute. KPFT is a bit more complicated right now. I've went from, interfacing with Dave to now I was interfacing with Markeisha, and now it's going to be the person that they just hired for traffic. I don't have his name right off the top of my head, but him as well as Robert, the new GM who I've talked to. So it's a complicated answer. The best way is for people to hear things, essentially. And there are logs. The logs are difficult to decipher. But, I have in the past requested those at the very end, and it's pages and pages of logs, of data. And I think it's different at each station. That's to that first piece. In terms of the second piece, so Allegiance is just the software that everybody has transitioned to. The electronic ballots, it's again a multi-step process. So every station sends me their exports from Allegiance for the time period, and that export they send me comes in multiple pieces. And then what I do is I combine them, I clean them out, I send everybody constant contact, I send an e-campaign. So that way I weed out what emails bounced. So this time around, for some reason, and I think it has to do with having done two processes back to back whereby we were sending so many emails, there was a higher bounce rate. It doesn't mean that the emails are invalid. It just means that for some of the portion, anyway, from my understanding, they're not deliverable because the server, the person's email server, it's not on our end. It's actually on the email server's end, is actually refusing to accept that email. So what I did this time around, because I wanted to avoid people not getting a ballot, I segmented the cleaned lists into emails that did not bounce. Everybody whose email did not bounce got an e-ballot. Everybody else got a postcard or a paper ballot. The paper ballot is a separate little process that I do. I try to match from the previous cycle who voted with a paper ballot. And so by default, I end up sending them a paper ballot and it's on the order of a couple of hundred. It's not a huge amount, but then throughout the election, people do request, paper ballots. So it goes up a little bit from there. This time the postcards, we had it sent out about 5,000 more postcards than we have done, 4,000 more postcards than we have. Typically out of the total list, that varies between 45,000 and, 43 to 45,000, 13,000 have been getting postcards. But this time we sent out 16,000 or between 16 and 17,000 postcards. So the ballot request system that I have actually captures the people who got a postcard who might have missed it. And then I'm able to send them an e-ballot myself. They're already in the system. Allegiance is not, it's not like a straight shot from Allegiance. Allegiance is just a software that is used. And then from that, the data is exported, cleaned, sent to the ballot house. And that's how the ballots are issued. So it's, yeah.
Thank you. Renee. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you, Chair. I think 15 seconds is good enough to say, hey, how you doing? Want to go to Ben Chitty Bowl and get some links? I don't understand how 52nd Card is enfranchising the candidates. But that's, I don't want to interfere with any of that stuff. I think, a lot of the questions from the elections committee, unfortunately will not answer, in regards to, the parity, in regards to equality and equity, for the candidates, those questions were not addressed. So I'm hoping that before, Renee leaves the call that she can answer those questions. Now, we have received, for lack of a better word, testimony, from the public, on that, at our elections committee. We have been able, to think outside of the box on this elections committee. We have made it a hybrid democratic model, at the spirit of the Zapatistas, where we seek consensus and we take a lot of the concerns into account. And a lot of those concerns were outlined, they were emailed, and those concerns were not responded to. The fact is that rotation is not happening. That's dead air. When you think of rotation, or when you think of sound checks, or when you think of traffic reports, all of those things are dead air. That is not happening.
Lawrence, your time is up.
Okay. So let me just take 10 seconds, because I really would like to impress that we hear from each station, from each committee member from each station, and also from the public on the elections committee. So we are not also, I don't have all day to listen to each radio station, but I'm gratified that each station is represented, both by committee members and the public. Thank you.
Renee, did you want to comment on any of this?
Well, just the equity, that you were talking about. I mean, I feel like everything that we've produced to date has been equitable. I mean, all candidates have been given notice to invite to participate, on multiple occasions for, you know, the pre-produced as well as the on-air forums. And so for me, I don't really see what to do on my end, more than that. In terms of, you know, I think you talked about, you know, putting on air the, you know, the ability to people to reset their vote. I think that that's, you know, something that, needs to, I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, it might backfire on us, and people who request to reset, they do it at the last minute, and then for some reason they don't get their second ballot, and then we don't reach quorum. I mean, you know, right now we don't have that many people who have voted, you know, so it could go all over. Like I think the people who have voted knew who they wanted to vote for already. Oh, and in terms of the campaign materials and them being mistaken for official materials, when has that not happened? Like, I actually don't think that we should allow that much materials to go out, but that's not my decision. You know, per California Corporations Code, we have to give members access to these lists so that they can, you know, contact membership and so on and so forth. So, that's something that's sort of beyond my, I can't, you know, that's beyond me. But I try my best to, as I said, to provide as many materials as possible. People who request paper ballots, they also get the candidate statements. Anyhow, so, and there's a lot of online material for people who have e-ballots, so.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, I got you, Lydia. We'll just go in order first. Vanessa, you're next.
Okay, so I just wanted to ask, in terms of PFW, it's my understanding that you're in the process of editing the carts, and that's what the station is waiting for. So do you know when that will be done so that they can be aired?
Yeah, I mean, it should have been done last week, so... I will make sure it's done this week.
Thank you.
Okay. Ron, you're next. Ron?
Yeah, I'll be right with you. Just hold on 1 second, please.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a couple of questions. Renee, you said that the carts for WPFW would be 15 seconds long. Is that correct? Or was that a
mistake? That's what was requested as spots to be able to drop them in frequently. That's what was requested. Mm-hmm. I didn't propose that.
Okay. When you say requested, that was requested by WPFW or the other stations or just exclusively WPFW?
WPFW.
Okay.
WPFW.
Okay. All right. And the other question is, how many people are helping you right now?
I mean, I have a good team, but the people that can actually, there's one person that helps me with, you know, basically Steve Zeugner. He's helping me with, he can take on a bit more. The other state, you know, the other local election supervisors, you know, basically they're managing the candidates. But it's basically me and Steve.
Okay. And one more
And I mean, we have a lot of people we're working with. I mean, like, for example, every time we have a forum at each station, you know, staff gets involved. You know, KPFK, we had multiple people involved. So I don't want to say I don't have support. I mean, every time we do something, we require the support from multiple people at the stations, you know, so staff has been supportive every time we have had a forum. You know, it's a multi-person job, you know, to make sure that the forums, happen. So, but on a day-to-day basis, it's basically me and Steve. Yeah.
Okay. And then my last question to you is this, you mentioned that, three of the stations, have, management in transition. I'm going to only imagine that that's had to have made it a little more difficult for you. You did describe that briefly. Could you elaborate on that, please? That the lack of
management, I mean, it's a bit
affecting,
you know,
your duties.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit challenging because, you know, when you try to communicate and you set up a meeting and then only two people show up for the meeting, you know, it's, you know, because people are drawn in multiple directions, you know. It has been challenging, but it's the reality that we are working with, and I accept it. And, you know, we're doing what everybody's doing what they can.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ron.
Mr. Chair, I'd also have one question for the election committee.
Go ahead.
That question is this, in your efforts to determine the nature of these violations and so on and so forth, or more importantly, in your attempt to find out who's playing what, when, and where, did you have the opportunity to contact or have any conversations with the GMs or program directors about their frequency of running these carts, or is this speculation, or... You know, where did you get your information from other than people complaining?
Okay, I'm very involved in the local level as well, Mr. Pinchback. And our LSVs have come up with countless resolutions in regards to the election, at least at KPFK. In regards to the other stations, they have provided public comment. And also committee members from the various stations have provided information.
My question was, were there any, did you have any contact with the GMs or PDs to determine their rotation schedule?
Yes, we, no, what we did reach out, to the GMs, at the various stations, and we, essentially got no response. So we did attempt to reach out. We did at our IGM, which is Mo Thomas, which we inherited from WPFW. And we did ask.
No, you didn't inherit him from us. You didn't inherit him from us.
All right. All right. I'm just, be light, Ron. I'm just trying to be light.
All right. Okay.
So we got him from you anyway. So what we did was, he's done a human job. He's done a great job, being the interim at KPFK, and he did do one report to the listener. He did implement some resolutions that came from the national level. And so we did reach out to him about candidate cards and all of that stuff, and we didn't get no response. And also,
so you didn't get any response from the GMs from any of the PDs?
No. We did not, and also we did not get any feedback after Lydia transmitted the resolution that this board passed at the last meeting. So communication and outreaching has been a frequent theme, and I'll yield to Janine if she wants to add to that. Janine, you want to add to that? You want to add to Mr. Pinchback's question?
Well, this is what we're asking the PNB and the IEG to ask the, to instruct, the NES to do. We can't get the answers. And I feel at this point, this has been going on for a month. When I look at the NES's report, we're almost at 900 out of KPFK out of 11,000 members, right? So let's say half of them don't vote. We're almost 20% through. And then she is just saying now that people may not be able to re-vote, change their vote. So at this point, this is, it's starting.
No,
to
that's not what I said. I said putting out an announcement telling people to reset their votes is not a good idea. I can.
But they don't know how they can do it.
Attend. They just need to contact me and go to the ballot.
They don't know that they can change their vote later. So they'll just be like, oh, she sounds great, but you know, I already voted.
Let's try to avoid crosstalk like this. Ron, did you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much. I heard what I wanted to hear.
Okay. I'd like to hear from our IED, Lydia, and then I wanted to say a couple of things. Lydia?
Okay. So I, as you know, I sent out the motion last time that the committee had recommended in the PNB pass. I sent it out to all the GMs and the program directors. And, I also included that I wanted to have the traffic schedule and the traffic log. And so what that means is that I needed the schedule of when carts and so forth were going to run in the forums, and also verification that they did run. That's what the log would show you. And by the way, most of what I'm going to say is going to be very relevant to the Elections Committee and the PNB for next year's election, because I think that there are things that have to be taken into consideration and addressed in advance so that we don't have this situation. And so I received one email that I thought was relevant. I mean, I didn't receive actually a lot of response from the GMs. I didn't receive, I don't think, any. And so, but I did receive it from our traffic manager at KPFK. And by the way, of the five stations, we only have two traffic managers, right? Everybody else has either a program director or a GM. And we're understaffed in most of the stations, and so we don't have, and we didn't even have general managers at some of the stations. So there are several obstacles to overcome. So anyway, so the traffic manager at KPFK, and I think that this is important. I will have to price it. We do not, and those who don't know that I was 13 years in advertising, so I was very familiar with scheduling ads, as it were, and traffic. Traffic is like key. I was always very impressed with KPFK's traffic department because I could call any time and see when something aired. But we do not have professional traffic software, for example. And it's expensive, but before the next election, I'm hoping that we can find a grant that will facilitate that. Because absent the logs, you don't know, because as Renee said, who has time to listen to the station 24/7 and chronicle, you know, how often things are playing. So that's one. I also think that the election committee, once these elections are over in particular, certainly not right now, that they take time and meet with whether you have a traffic manager, which is just at KPFK, KPFA, or the program director, whoever is going to be scheduling these, and go through the literally go through the process. A significant impediment to a lot of this is the lack of access to the stations because of the pandemic. And people, you know, KPFK, I guess, had to open up their studios in order to have some things re-recorded because your candidate is not normally the professional that can adequately record their cards. So a lot of things, a great many of these things are because of that. The entire network has anemic fund drive.
Chair, we're at time.
Can we give Lydia another 30 seconds?
Yeah, motion to extend 10.
Lydia, I'd
second,
like you to...
Lawrence, I second
have a number.
Motion to extend, Chair. And Brown's motion, I'll second it.
Okay. Lydia, can you continue?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, I'd like to continue because I want to clarify some things. I mean, I'm the one that's being tasked in this motion, so I think I should be allowed a couple more minutes. And so you need to actually say, okay, when we are remotely, especially most of the network is dropping in a show that, let's say, is 55 minutes long or whatever it is that we're timing, you know, there really is a clock to these things. And then you're saying, as is the case with KPFK, that you have 30 some odd candidates, right? Where do you get that time from? Do you interrupt people speaking, whatever? So you need all kinds of editing and whatever. I'm not coming up with excuses because I think it can be done, right? But you still have to come up with the reality so that next year you can come up with some campaign provisions that meet the moment. And so that's one. In terms of allegiance, not all of our stations are on allegiance. Only KPFK, KPFP, and now WBAI. KPFA completely got out of allegiance almost immediately, and so on and so forth. So we have different provisions. We have chaos here at KPFK because of this family pledge and so forth. So there's a bunch of things that I would love to see, and I'm glad that the elections committee is active now because I think that will help the elections going forward. Do I think that we need a cart from Renee about the option of changing your vote? I think it needs to be moderated. There either needs to be, I think, an email blast that says, if you receive a mailer, please understand that that is of a particular slate. Listed below are the candidates for all of the stations. And so those are just particular groups of people getting together to do it. So the slates have to be explained, that those slate mailers, including slate emails. So I would favor an email blast that both explains that and then has the provision in there that if if you, so you qualify it, if you received a snail mail postcard or an email saying these are the candidates, right? And if you went by that not knowing that there were other candidates, because now it is a fact, whether there were reasons for it or not, that the carts have not been running from the beginning of the time that people were receiving their ballots. And so there is some reasoning to that. More importantly, from my perspective, not more importantly, as importantly, from my perspective and from the foundation's perspective, is the fact that then you are living up to the notion of protecting the foundation from those who might think of challenging it thereafter. I mean, we live in a world where elections are being questioned and challenged, so we're trying to close all the loops. So I do think there should be an email blast through Constant Contact explaining those things and listing all of the candidates by station so that they know there are more than whatever slate they mailer they might have received. I agree with Renee that in all probability, most people have not voted. In most elections, when I was on the board at KPFK, we didn't meet quorum. I mean, we were always extending and then barely. So this is also not unusual. This happened at WPSW. Usually at the stations that were in turmoil and warring with each other is where you got the greatest response and they met their, the threshold early. So anyway, so those are kind of my comments. In terms of what I intend to do when you send me this motion, in whatever form you send it, I will be sending it to the general managers and also reminding them that should there be any kind of challenges, which I certainly hope that there won't. I mean, just as the world is reeling from the pandemic and everything else going on, that everybody should be more considerate, certainly of Pacifica, and not challenge us legally. But should there be any challenges because of the negligence by any particular station, then they should bear the brunt of the legal costs. I can't dictate that, but I can certainly recommend that to the national board. And that as I begin the evaluations of general managers, that this is going to be an additional section. It's not in the template that I have seen before, and I am adding that to the evaluation of each general manager. Now, having said that, we have two that are brand new. One hasn't even started. He starts on Wednesday. He's going to be dropped into a station with significant financial problems. That's the other issue, is that we're dipping into what would otherwise be fundraising for some of the stations. And the other one is barely starting, but has minimal, a new person dealing with, with the programming and inserting the programming and so forth. So there are a lot of things that need to be fixed before next year's election. And we need to do, I will certainly do my very best. I will also have one-on-one conversations because the GMs were not responsive on this. That doesn't mean that they weren't responsive in communicating maybe with Renee once they got it and blah, blah, blah. When I sent out that email, the carts had not been re-recorded. That had not happened. There were several things that were still not having been sent to the GMs and so forth. So. That's it. But of course, I will move ahead as you have proposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. I wanted to say a couple of things. First, we have to recognize the context in which this election is taking place and why there are so many problems. Number one, we're still in a pandemic. That limits the ability of our studios to produce carts. I remember the last time I was a candidate, I went into our studio and our wonderful engineer, Sean Rhodes, who is also on the board, guided me through making my election cart, and it came out as a broadcast quality cart. With few exceptions, that kind of input is not possible today in the middle of this pandemic, although I do understand that KPFK did attempt to do just that, and good for them. Number two, I think many of our listeners are just fatigued with all the emails they've been getting. Don't forget, we're just on the tail end of a referendum, which generated lots and lots of emails. And at this point, people are probably just really worn out from looking at emails and maybe somewhat confused about what this is all about. Another referendum. Number three, we have a lot of candidates this year, at least in KPFK land and WBAI land. We have, I don't know, something like 30 to 40 listener candidates in those stations. That's a lot of candidate cards to cut. And added to that is we're understaffed, and we have new managers coming in at two of our stations, and so these are some of the problems. Now, when I found out that candidate cards were not being played on WBAI, I called our program director, I spoke to our general manager, and they hadn't received any, and it turned out that the local election supervisor wasn't sure what to do, because the candidates' cards she did receive directly from the candidates, many of them were a very poor quality, and she wasn't quite sure. But anyway, I think we have that straightened out, and WBI will start playing candidates' cards very soon. And I believe that's pretty much the situation at all of our other stations, with the exception of KPFA, about which I cannot comment. I don't know what the deal is there, but so furthermore, you have to recognize the limitations that the election supervisor is working with. She cannot order anybody on our staff to do anything. She has control of the election process, but she's relying on the managements at each of the stations to do what is supposed to be done. Same thing with our interim executive director. Although in that case, our interim executive director does have the ability to direct local management to do what has to be done. Although apparently sometimes that still doesn't happen. So these are all the problems we're facing. And, I think it would behoove the elections committee to be, understand the context in which this is happening and why these difficulties. And, also I do agree that we should have some kind of announcement, electronic announcement, on air announcement about the possibilities of changing your vote if you were confused by the slate mailers. I don't know how many people that would cover, but I guess there are probably some people that were confused by that. I take it that everybody is working in good faith to make sure we have proper elections that cannot be later challenged in court. But we also have to recognize the real difficulties we're under. And I think the best thing to do is to try to cooperate with the National Election Supervisor and a local election supervisor and help them out, and see if we can set up a line of communication where possible with local management on all these issues.
Lawrence to the stack.
Chair, okay. We're at time.
Dwayne Lark to the stack. And we're at time for 10 minutes.
I second.
We're at time. If we're gonna continue this meeting, we have to extend time. Does somebody want to make a motion to
extend? I just moved to extend for 10 minutes. Dwayne Lark.
I second. I second.
Okay. Jeff. So we have a motion to extend for 10 minutes. We have a second. Are there any objections? Okay. So who wants to be on the stack now?
I'd like to be on the stack, Chair, after Dwayne.
Thomas.
I asked after Lawrence, so I'm after Lawrence.
I'm going to prefer people who haven't spoken yet first. So, Dwayne, I'll put you on the stack.
Actually, I want to hear what Lawrence have to say before I speak, Chair. So go ahead.
Is that okay with you, Chair?
Okay.
Thank you. I want to be able to yield to Deneen, some time, to close out our report. I'm also affected by the pandemic. So it's not like the Elections Committee is meeting personally, or it's not like the PNB is meeting personally. It's not like the LSV is meeting personally. We all are meeting through Zoom, right? And Zoom, I record a radio show on Zoom, and the quality, the sound quality is excellent. So, and these recordings come out excellent. So there's a way to get, I can understand the challenges that a station that could, like KPFT, is under, because they don't have studios, right? So Zoom would be the ideal remote platform in order to, now remember, the candidates were asked by the local election supervisors to record their own cards to their phones and submit them to their phones, to submit the sound clip to their phones. So now, I just have to say this, right? I think if this elections committee would have been, convened at the very beginning of this term, then I think a lot of the problems that we're encountering now would be non-existent, right? So, the elections committee should have been, asked to be impaneled right away. When we were, there was an election held, but yet nobody wanted to, step up and convene the elections committee to, I said, you know, as much as I have on my plate, Chair, and you know, and everybody
Lawrence,
else
your time
knows.
Is up.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Heather. I just need 20 more seconds. So I just want to be able to impress upon that the elections committee is a representative of all stations. And we are also living in a pandemic. And we also know that Zoom has great quality, great sound quality. So, to instruct candidates to record their cards, on a phone and then to submit them on YouTube, then to submit them was, something that it really reflects, a lack of parity and equity. Thank you.
Okay, Dwayne.